You are listening to a pre-recorded live AMP session with Francesca Alexander. In this live session, we talk about the Digital Hustle and Glow program in the first 2 weeks. Now, we cover some really cool stuff here and maybe some of the things that you didn't know about Hustle and Glow and where it started from, how it became and developed to be one of the number one online marketing rhythms that are out there in terms of getting that solid following, that solid branding, especially when it's in the slow months, just like the summer. Here is the live session recorded on August 18th with me, Francesca Alexander.
Hello there. Hi, everybody from New Zealand. Wow, this is kind of cool. This is the first sort of session I've ever done where it's going to be a audio recording for those of you who are not here. And for those who are here, I am now going to be doing live AMP sessions, meaning that we're doing something like this, where sharing my screen, sharing my world, sharing it on webcam. So this is kind of cool. And this is for those who are, you know, watching us live. For those who are not, there will be a recording of the audio, but not the actual video part. Just keeping it very light and tight, and I'd like to share things also with other people out there as well. So here it is. Here's our first live cam AMP session. Oh, you can probably see the little New Zealand flag in the background blowing if you're on there. So a couple of things I want to tell you about with what goes on with these sessions and what they're meant to do. So right now I am sharing my screen and you see that the AMP membership website. So when you are going to access this recording, you're going to actually go into the resource library. So it's the resources here. You're going to tab onto that and you will see some of the previous calls listed below, including this session here for the next one. So today's session is actually all about week one and week two. This is our digital Hustle and Glow session. So it's basically digital PR that you can use for yourself, for your brand, and some great stuff like that. So one of the things I wanted to talk to you about is the slow months. So in the States and most parts of the world, it's summer. Here it's not, it's our winter in New Zealand. So, but with that said, let's just go and focus on the U.S. market right now and elsewhere where summer is appreciated and there's time off and you're spending time with your family and you're doing all of that. And in retail, it's also very slow. And I used to work for a company, an upscale department store named Nordstrom. And I was there for a long time. And I was a mall rat, too. So it was one of my first jobs was doing a lot of retail. And what they did, because August was a very slow month, an extremely slow month. In fact, if you were a retail salesperson in that store, if you didn't make commission 3 months in a row, you were let go because that's just how their structure was. If you didn't cut the mustard in sales, you were let go. So August was that third month for a lot of people. So everybody's kind of shaking a little bit. You know, oh, it's okay. The sale's going to come up. The sale's going to come up. Now, there was a bit of the disconnect of this huge sale. Now, the cool thing was is they actually did a really good structure of a sale because fall was coming up in fall fashion and people were purchasing all of their stuff in August. They were able to get the fall items on a special price. So maybe that, special designer piece that you wanted was $200 and, you know, and the special, you know, offer, you get it for $125 or something like that. So you get it at a special price, which really lured the people to come in and shop there, which was awesome. There is a disconnect though, because they did a couple of things. They weren't innovators as they are now. They had a huge restructure, but before they saw that the incline of the sales and attendance and people coming in, warm bodies coming in by it, were going on a downward decrease. And one of the things that was driving everybody mad was that they did not advertise. They had two ways of doing stuff. The first thing was they got their salespeople to call 100 people, on their clientele list. So they had to call 100 people that they felt like they connected with and invite them in. They also would tell them about the specials in their department. So that was one way they got it. The other way was just word of mouth, hoping that this old-fashioned viral method would happen when, you know, one person would hear the sales coming up next week and they would tell their friend and so on and so on, right? Very old school. So that wasn't working anymore, especially near 9/11. It just wasn't working. And there still was salespeople that were being let go and they weren't advertising. And they were just so stubborn moving ahead. And it sounds crazy that they were stubborn about advertising in the 90s, but this company was very conservative. They had a certain way about them, and they just didn't want to budge. I think the new generation in the family actually helped them push it over. Not only have they expanded using social media in particular, but they went crazy. They actually started opening up lots of different other types of websites. They were very specific that went after the female from the 20 age group sector onto the 40s and 50s, and they were very specific in target marketing and getting social media behind that. They also started applying commercials on those television channels that age group would look at. So they were doing advertisements on Bravo, E! Entertainment Network, ones that resonated with that group. So they really went and sought and found their tribe, which was something that's great. And especially in the slow months, we really need to think that way. We need to think about how are we going to connect with our tribe. Now, personally, that kind of the tribe thing kind of gets me a little squeamish because I think that I just want to connect with my own people and I'm not into this whole tribe mentality. If I could just connect with a few people, I'm good. Like that's all I want to do. I do want to do a bit of a global reach. So I've launched a book and I'm going a little bit more global. Obviously, I'm physically more global now. I'm not no longer in Los Angeles, but I really want to connect with other people out there. So I'm expanding it, and there is a method and there is a way. So all of this social media stuff seems a little overwhelming, sounds nonsense, I don't know how it's going to affect my business. I've known that this method worked right in the beginning. I was a social media person in a corporate business, a luxury skincare brand, and I noticed that there was a quick turnaround of result, and this was in the beginning of the beauty bloggers and people really spending and taking time and interest in products. And I learned quickly that you can actually use that method or that communication to really expand on your business. Now, in particular, it's really cool to use this on the slow month because at this point you can really rhythmically, beat the drum of who you are, what your brand is all about, what you're all about. And this is the perfect time of year to do it. When it's slow, we have to seize the opportunity to really show who we are in branding, for sure, absolutely. So what you can do now, if you're an AMP member or you are in the Hustle and Glow group on Facebook, you can write below on the top post where we're streaming live, or you can go to Social Global Grind on Facebook, and you can also write any questions there. I'll be checking them in, checking on them to see how they're doing. One of the other things that we're going to be doing on this call is the first 15 minutes, we're going to talk about week one, and then, of course, the second, we're going to be talking about week two. So the week one is the orientation to digital PR. And right now on the screen, I'm actually clicking on that particular page. So those of you who are listening, you can go ahead and click onto week one and log into your AMP membership, the membership website, and we're going to look at the orientation to digital PR. Now, this whole structure, this whole thing was actually meant for a lot of smart creatives like coaches and freelancers and people that really wanted to rev up the brand and use social media PR methods. And what we do here is we actually show you a little bit like the, you know, the total introduction on it, even to why I designed it. And one of the biggest things that resonated at the time when I started my own company was, and by the way, I was mad for anybody that was doing marketing online. I just was in awe with them. And the great thing about connecting with other people or other experts was that you really were able to get some great information on how to do things. So, you know, soon enough, like a lot of us, I started drinking the Kool-Aid and really started putting my last dollars in to see what I could learn and how I can elevate my brand online. And with that, I bought a very expensive info product, my first one. And on the call, when I was going to ask a question, actually it was very similar to this one where the you asked your question on Facebook. I had my question read and it was like, you know, how do you develop an info product? This is really new for me. It was like 5 or 6 years ago. And I really was interested in doing something like that because I wanted to do that for my clients. I didn't know how yet or how was that going to frame out or anything, but I just was fascinated by it. And the person who was running the program had said, I don't know, you just do it. And that infuriated me to the point where I was just like, wow, that was money not well spent. And I felt really empty and a little disappointed. And I also got angry. And the thing about me, if you get me angry or you tell me I can't do something, I find a way. I just do. I've always been like that, kind of that stubborn streak. So what I did with that is I learned everything I could possibly learn, methods that really were result oriented and did really well. And then I just shared it. I shared it with blogs. I definitely share this with the AMP group. Anything that I learned or I know that you know, really gives you massive action, I'll absolutely share. Doesn't matter if there's a dollar amount to it. I give it away for free if I need to. A lot of entrepreneur activist calls that I do, I usually give free advice. It's very important for me for all entrepreneurs to be on a very even playing field in the beginning. It just seems right. So the introduction and the orientation really is about that. Let's see if I can share this window. And right now what I did is I went ahead and, I clicked on the first week where it says to just go ahead and click. So I just opened that up, and right now we're looking at the PDF of the digital Hustle and Glow for Smart Creatives, and we're scrolling down, we're looking at the video, we're looking a little bit more about the story here. And we're kind of getting into it. You know, we're talking about measurements. You know, go to the Hustle and Glow Facebook group, which is always a place where you can share anything. Like if maybe you've just done a sales page or you've done something that you want people to look at, or what do they think about my homepage? That is a safe place in the community where you can share and people will get, you know, you'll get feedback from, including myself. You just have to tag me in something if you want me to spend a little bit more detailed time on. I'll absolutely look at it. And, you know, we're scrolling down now and going to some of the videos that we have. Setting up your auto direct message, which I think is something that you need to do on Twitter. And this is why I'm going to paraphrase Oprah here. But Oprah says that we really, you know, as humans, we really desire that acknowledgement of being recognized. Direct messaging is that. If you follow me on Twitter, you'll notice that you've gotten a direct message. It is an automated one. I'm like, wow, this is so cool. We're finally connected. Hey, check out my website. Let me know what you think. And I want to start engagement that way. I want people to go to check out my website. And if they're really keen on it, they're probably going to sign up for my newsletter, which is, by the way, it's all about growing your list. This is one way that you can use social media to drive people to your website and then join your list. So that is what, you know, how direct or why direct messages, what two-prong there of effect on that one and why it's so important. I'm now scrolling down to day three in how to use Bitly and Hootsuite. So that's kind of a cool synergistic way to use both of those. Bitly is really important. There are some people that don't like it because some people can't click on it or there's some sort of fault there. But for the most part, it works. It's really cool to measure your engagement this way. You know, if you're doing a weekly blog and one story does really well and the other one doesn't, you may want to be able to measure that a little bit more effectively. Hey, like people really want to talk about, you know, green juice. People don't really want to talk about salads. Or you know what I mean? Just like check out what is resonating with your reader and write for that person. The more you get in tune with that person, the content will actually go a little bit up. Now, I also do a midweek check-in here. So I have included a little dance break for you guys. It's really important to do dance breaks in the middle of the week, anytime you're frustrated, the beginning of the day. In fact, I went on a hike this morning before I did all of this, and it was really funny. I was going up a really steep hill, and there's in the back of the neighborhood, there's like these little tiny, you know, trails that no one really goes on in the morning. They're usually on the main road with the ocean. But I go in the back, and usually, like, if it's a really tough climb, I'll, like, at the end of it, I'll just dance, just because it just takes that energy and that pressure off, and it gets me smiling, and I feel good. And anytime I'm hit with a technical issue or something that is a little tedious here on my side of the business, I absolutely start dancing because it really just breaks it up. So you'll definitely know me for just giving you some dance breaks. And even during on my Twitter feed, I'll just, you know, pop a couple in for you guys every once in a while. So we also talk about the importance of a hashtag. My hashtag, Hustle and Glow, does really, really well. If you want to identify what your brand, what your vision, what your company does, and hashtag it. Hashtag it repeatedly over and over again so people, you know, will know you from that hashtag and your brand and your business. It's so important. It really is a way to amplify your anthem of who you are and what you want to be. So think about that. Just don't haphazardly put one up there. Also, when you do a blog, think of a dedicated hashtag that embodies that message. It's so important. Keep going, keep doing it, and constantly drive your Twitter feed or your social media feed to be very diverse. So you maybe, you know, you're not tweeting one story the whole day, but you're really just, you know, diversifying and getting a lot of different stories in there for sure. So I'm scrolling down to day five, and this is, you know, how to build a following. Now, when I started this method that I'm sharing here, if I was at 10,000, I believe 10,000 followers, and that was in, I got back from my New York mastermind in August. I believe it was in October where I saw a jump to 20,000, and that was crazy, like, wow. So I'm sharing that method, that exact method here. Keep, you know, just the best advice I can tell you is be diligent with this method or assign it to a virtual assistant. My virtual assistant does this method for me, and I believe I'm over 50,000 now. So keep going. Keep doing it. Actually, the more that you really hone in and look at who you're going to include and the people that you would like to follow. So meaning that if you follow somebody and they follow you back, they should be your ideal customer. So think about where they live. Who are they reading right now on Twitter? Are they reading, you know, if you're in fashion, are they looking at a stylist? Are they there? Do you have a fashion blog? If you do, look at some of your favorite blogs and check out their followers and start following them. I did this very simply in the beginning for myself on a personal note. When Twitter was 5 or 6 years, I think, or maybe even 7 now, it's been out there. In the beginning, when I started my first Twitter account, it's still there. I still have it. It's Francesca_LA. And I was really into fitness at the time, and I was going into a great, huge, like, weight loss journey, and I was so enamored with everybody on Biggest Loser. So I actually collected and started following people, like some of the trainers, and grabbing a lot of those people and following them. And we would have conversation when the episode was airing. I wouldn't even look at my Twitter feed if it was the East Coast feed. And when it started airing in Los Angeles, I would start talking to them and watching it live. And it was so cool. And this was the kind of way that I started understanding the underpinnings of what a community is all about. So if you do something like that, if you have a community that you totally are, you know, in sync with, by all means, check it out, connect with them, invite them to, just with that direct message, to check out your website. You know, it starts small, but they grow. I mean, there's so many people out there that have a huge following, and they started with zero. Everybody does. So don't feel like this is something that's not attainable. It's totally attainable. So down below, I have the ground rules. Now, you guys, the people that have seen it, I've actually emailed what the ground rules are when you're taking this program. You have to have a lot of self-care and understanding. You're not to beat yourself up on any of this. Anytime you're learning something new, you must be kind to yourself. Number one thing, especially with working with me, if you're not kind with yourself, I'm going to have a word with you. Okay, so that is week one. Let me just see here real quick to see if there is. Alrighty, I have a couple of questions coming in an email, which is interesting. Okay, so let's. Not authentic enough, you know, when people are bombarding you with Facebook, like my Facebook. Yeah, I totally get it. Okay, so a lot of us see that whole thing like, hey, like us on Facebook. Don't say that. I mean, we've all heard that so much, right? So make it different. If you really want them to check out your Facebook and you really desire that like, invite them to check it out. Don't ask people to like anything. That's something that is a complete turnoff. Think of a way of how you'd like to be suggested, or, you know, have a suggestion to lead you to do an actionable. You know, there are people that are a little bit more aggressive and say, hey, you need to like us or you need to do this. And I'm like, you know, I don't. If I feel you, I will. It's probably because I found you myself. I really like what you're talking about. And I like to initiate the engagement. I don't like people telling me to initiate the engagement. So, you know, make it where it's a total invitation and you're likely to get that without even saying it. That's one of the things. Let me just share this with you real quick. I'm going to go to my website, my page. Let's see. Social Global Grind is my main website. It's where my my blog lives, and my most shared website. So let's see. I'm just going to switch over. There we go. Okay, so now we're on socialglobalgrind.com. And I'm going to scroll down here. It's a couple of things. I did do these particular infographics that do very well in terms of drawing people to click and read, which is awesome. And there is, if you're an AMP member, in the bonus area, you do have a tutorial on how to actually make these. And we'll show you how to do that too. Let me go to that page real quick. If you go on top of your membership website and you go into bonus content and you click there, you will see that the entire infographic series is right here. All you have to do is click to download it, and a PDF will pop up and will take you through that whole course. It's super simple, and just like when I was becoming a makeup artist, I was really good on doing makeup on other people, but I couldn't do it myself. And then I got hired at MAC. I was like, whoa, I have to look good. So what I did is I started learning how to do makeup on myself while watching TV, like, and I'm not going anywhere. And so I took the pressure off of that. So what I invite you to do when you're doing this infographic course is just do it on a weekend where you're really feeling, you know, really relaxed, chilled out, you like Pinterest and you're checking out Pinterest stuff, take this course. Don't feel the pressure of it being perfect, because we just, you know, the people that are going to resonate with you are going to dig you. It's, don't get in your head about it. Just really do very, you know, just kind of go through the motions there. Okay, so back to my website. I'm going to show you a couple of things. Now, here are some of the infographics we talked about, and here are the tabs to keep it very simple. I try not to do a lot of sub tabs in here, but I did do one for the podcast. Below, when you scroll down, actually, when you log on, there is a pop-up that says, you know, sign up for the free newsletter. And there's top three stories that I want to have people look at. As you scroll down a little bit more, you're going to notice that all my social buttons are in my first page. So people that are checking me out, they probably just came from Twitter. Now they're going to, you know, bounce to Pinterest or check out Facebook or LinkedIn, depending on where they really resonate now or what they're really looking into. Also, the Facebook group is right here, and they have to if you're on the Facebook group, you know that you had to ask to be a member. So that happens. I get a lot of people going into that way and checking it out. So this is one way the direct message really, really works for you. So get them on the first page. They can check out your entire website and see, you know, where they want to go from there, which is great. Okay. So going back to the AMP membership website, we're going to jump on week two. And what I did right now is I clicked on week two, and it's the integrating Facebook and Pinterest series. And as you scroll down, you're going to see get this week's AMP download. I'm clicking on that now. Perfect. Let me just check to see. All right, good, good. Okay, so now I'm scrolling down week two, and then we're talking about that connection with your tribe and how to really flirt on Facebook. So when I say flirt, is that we're really going to use images, quotes, anything that is desirable to the reader to really get them to invite them to either go back to your website or really take the time to look at what you're offering. And that's what it's all about. In slow months like this, sometimes it's all about just branding and making sure that your brand resonates and they understand what you do, how you do it, and why you do it. Just very simple. So, you know, that's essentially what summer months or slow months are going to do. And just to clarify, slow months, you will find them being the summer. You will also find it being around tax time. April is one slow month. Also, another slow month for business is October. Those are resonate really well with, unfortunately, in retail. They're very slow also. So if you have a product, know that. If you have a product or service or actually a service in particular, there should not be a slow month. It's all about you to drive that sales cycle. And we will be talking about sales cycles in week four of this of AMP. So just understand that we're going to go into that. Also, if you happen to be a Hustle and Glow person that actually purchased the program, all of these are accessible and ready for you. In fact, we just did a redo. So if you go on hustleandglow.com and look at the entire membership site for that, everything is there and very easy to check out. So if you're not an AMP member and you're a Hustle and Glow member, you have access to the same stuff that we're talking on in this call. Okay, so as I'm scrolling down, we're still looking at how to really get that initiation with people to really look at Pinterest. And we have a first video where it talks about the tour on Pinterest and what it's all about, what it does, how you can connect with that in Facebook. And this is the integration of Facebook and Pinterest. Essentially, let me hop onto my Facebook. So here's today's announcement. And we have that. But I thought I did. I did. Okay. So here is one way I did a great integration here. So I shared my pin board of my New Zealand style and what they can do. So there's just 12 people that just looked at it yesterday. It was like under 24 hours. But it invites them to go actually to that board. So they're able to see what inspires me in terms of New Zealand fashion, which is kind of cool. So you can see how that works. Oh, I love this outfit. I love her. She looks amazing. So yeah, it's just kind of really flowy and light. Very different, I think, here. A lot of different patterns. Layering is very big here because it seems to always be cold. But some of these are actually from the Australia fall fashion or spring fashion, I believe. So it's all this down under sort of fashion, which is totally different, kind of baggy, again, really cute. So yeah, so that's one way that I communicate with a lot of my followers is through fashion. And it's always a really cool way to do it. So that's one other way to do is really just get that commonality link that you have with your tribe and then run with it. Okay, so I'm going to go back to our PDF, and we're going to go to day three, and this is reputation management. So reputation management, there's a lot going on in that particular discussion there. It's a really broad conversation, but it's anything from a new company or a huge company. Twitter is the absolute 1-800 customer service number. Know that if you do bad service or conduct yourself in a sketchy way, you probably will be called out on Twitter or Facebook for that matter too. So this is a way where you can kind of keep your attention to be very focused. Try not to be controversial. It always gets you in the end. I'm actually not being as conservative as I was before, but I do have a personal Twitter account that I do, if I'm political, if I share a feeling out there, I usually use that account. My business one, not so much. However, I'm kind of narrowing that field a little bit, and you have to understand the repercussions, the cause and effect when you do something like that. So maybe in the beginning, you want to be as conservative as possible. If you have somebody that is tweeting on behalf of you, please share and make sure that they know what the company culture is. What can they say? What can't they say? In the beginning, it might take 3 to 4 months training in terms of having them understand what that's all about. Like maybe you answer customer service questions together in the beginning if you're handing that off to somebody. It's really important for you to be involved with it. if you're not involved in your own reputation, it's kind of like, getting your account, your money access, all of your money, and throwing it in the lap of an accountant that has full access of moving stuff around. They have all your passwords and not even looking in to see what's going on. It's that important, especially if you actually decide you want to grow your business. This is something that you need to deal with now and absolutely take seriously. So I'm scrolling down on week two, and we're going to the midweek check-in, and we have a little dance break, of course, also giving you something to really understand here and, give yourself permission to absorb all the information and don't force it. You want it to be very organic. You don't have to push to learn anything, especially if it's technical. Just give yourself that breathing space to do it, okay? And then we kind of go into that. I actually have a guided dance meditation for you guys at the end of that week, and it's pretty great. I really like the way it worked out in terms of the rhythm of the program. So coming up in week three and week four, we dive into a little bit more of the strategy and how we actually do stuff. And it's going to be, definitely help you go to the next level. In the meantime, if you have any questions whatsoever, you can email me by replying to any of the actual emails that I sent you, or you can just post it on Facebook. Posting on Facebook is great because you're able to really get that kind of immediate answer. Right now, I'm not going to be traveling so much, so that is a place to really write your questions. I don't have a travel plan in the foreseeable future. Other than local, maybe Australia, but that's not a big deal anymore. It's just like, I don't know, 2-4-hour plane right now. So crazy. Anyway, I just thank you guys. Keep those questions coming. If you have any more questions, let me know. This recording or the recording of this call will be up shortly by the weekend, so you can listen. Or my favorite thing is to actually listen in your cubicle. So if you have a corporate job and you're in a cubicle, I used to always just like put the earphones on and get my phone in and just listen to things. It really was a way to get me to expand and relax, especially in the stressful job that I used to have. I was able to just kind of disconnect, do my job, and dream of what my life was going to be like. And I can't tell you, I never, ever imagined it to be like this. There you go. So again, if you have any questions, let me know. I'd love to hear from you, and I hope to talk to you soon. And with that said, I'm going to go ahead and leave you with one song that is dear to me right now. If you listen to the words, it's amazing. I want everybody just to be on fire like I am. I'm having an amazing time here, and I wish you were here. I'm thinking even about having an event here in the near future. So maybe we'll have this really cool retreat in New Zealand. Are you in? Anyway, well, thank you so much for this, and I'm going to leave you with the view and this wonderful dance break.
Have to worry about nothing, 'cause we got the fire and we burning one hell of a something. They're gonna see us from outer space, light it up like we're the stars of the human race. When the lights turning down, they don't know what they heard. Strike the march, play it loud. gonna let it burn, 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 burn. We gonna let it burn, 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 burn. Gonna let it burn, 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 burn. We gonna let it burn, 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 burn. When the lights turn down, they don't know what they heard. Shut the mouth, baby, down. Giving love to the world. We gonna let it burn, 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 burn. Can't put it out, out, out. We can light it up, 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 so they can't put it out, out, out. We can light it up, 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 so they can't put it out, out, out. We can light it up, 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 so they can't put it out, out, out. When the lights turn it down, they don't know what they heard. Strike the match, play it loud. We're gonna let it burn.